used to bless the NES, one of the best, Mega Man, Mario, and Simon's Quest, RoboCop, Double Dragon, Ninja Gaiden, never figured out how to punch out Mike Tyson, speed up to 89, just past the age of 5, had to reminisce, Sega Genesis, Sonic 1 and 2, had the best music, saw the black console, it was 16-bit, Michael Jackson's Moonwalker, and Shadow Dancer, never had a Game Genie for this young master, X-Men, Gunstar, Heroes, Streets of Rage, mastered all of them, time to change the page.
Take a Ride Podcast. I'm your host here, Starks. You can find me on my Twitter handle. It's at Starks_industry. You can also find me on Instagram, Fishers of Men 21. I'm not here alone this evening, morning, afternoon, wherever you may be in the fantasy world. I have the wingman running the three, LT the Sage. How you doing today, brother?
I'm doing good, man. Ready to get into this first week. We're getting into the end of the week of fantasy basketball. Storm Sage Gaming on Twitter. If you want to drop me any questions, just go ahead and jump into it, man.
Yep. So in this today's episode, we're just going to go over like opening season and some things that stick out to us. And before we get further, I just want to let you know to check out newlifefantasy.com. You know, if you are interested to being a contributor, let us know. We don't just do fantasy basketball. We do baseball and also football and fantasy, and as well as we share the faith of Christ on there. So just letting you know that. With that being said, I'm ready to take people on for a ride. And in today's episode, like I said, we're just going to talk about like the opening season. I know a lot of us are excited. There's some players we definitely want to highlight on, and some things that will come up. We're recording while games are going on a Saturday evening. So with that being said, I'm ready to take people off a ride. LT, is there anything that sticks out to you on this opening season? You know, the game, a couple games that we've got thus far.
Siakam. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just joking, man. Hey. Gotta mention Siakam. I just gotta mention him. One of the big people that I've been looking at, and I know Starks is gonna shiver a little bit when I speak his name, but it looks like he's not wiggity wiggity whack anymore, Starks, and that's Andrew Wiggins. And he is surprising me so far because he's adding, he's top 25 right now. Now, this is these you know, rankings with the Yahoo. You can actually look on Yahoo, see who they have as top performers right now. And it's very skewed right now because some people played one game, some people's played two games. So don't take it with a grain of salt, but it gives you an idea of who's performing well so far in this young season. I mean, Andrew Wiggins is getting a lot of run. Something that we weren't aware of. I'm kind of upset about it is that we weren't aware that Clay was going to have a minutes restriction starting this season. So that gives a lot more time. I thought it was going to go to Kuminga. I thought it was going to go to, you know, some of these bench guys. I want to mention Moody, too, a little soon. But Wiggins has stepped up on a scoring level as well as adding some additional things that he usually just doesn't do, which is rebounds and some stock stats. So Wiggins is surprising me so far. I kind of thought that with Clay being healthy, with Poole, you know, being, you know, that kind of that big contracts with him. I forgot that they paid Wiggins too. So I guess he's stepping up. Starks, how do you feel? Do you feel like this is sustainable for Wiggins throughout the year? Or you think this is just a flash in the pan?
I think it's more leaning on flash in the pan. I think he is going to have a better year than last year. You know, he was outside the top 100. But, you know, as far as being inside the top, I think you said inside the top 20, it's not sustainable. Now, I will say this. Golden State is probably going to run their younger players, right? That only makes sense. Like we talked about Jordan Poole. You know, especially with Clay, he's going to be on a minutes restriction. Draymond Green, we know what he's turning into, right? He's just not that guy. You know, he's more of the locker room presence and a leader of the team. We get that. Sounds good. And then you named some stats there, like, you know, he's upped his rebounds. I know, like, it's got to take with a grain of salt. Two games, right? He's played.
Yeah.
But one thing I will say is I think that is real. You know, he averaged 31 minutes last year. He's averaging 33 minutes this year, right? So every minute in the NBA and fantasy, especially in fantasy, counts because that creates the opportunity for stats. And that's what we look for in fantasy. And saying all that, I do believe there is going to be a bump in some stats right here. Now, one thing I will say is, let's like LT said, you got to take it with a grain of salt. You know, he averaged, 14 attempts a game last year. Now it's, two games, 15 and a half, right? That's a little bit of a tick. I mean, that makes sense. I honestly think he will take more shots. So as far as his value where it is right now, I don't think it's real. Now, oh my goodness, I hate to really say this, but I think this is real, and this is like hard to stomach. He's probably he might be a top 50, inside the top 50 player. And that's, I mean, to me, that's fair. You know what I mean? But even for me to say that with Wiggins, I've been hard on him, being funny on him for years, you know? And this is like, so this almost comes out to like a Jalen Green, or not Jalen Green, but a Jalen Brown effect. That's his name, right? For the Boston. I feel like I'm saying his name. Yeah, Jalen Brown.
Yeah, Jalen Brown.
I feel like Jalen, and this is going to make some people offended, but hey, you know, this Starks, it just doesn't matter. Sometimes I go against the grain. Jalen Brown and Wiggins, I felt like years ago, like the same player, just points guys. But Jalen Brown is completely not that guy anymore. We know that. Jalen Brown's a legitimate player in the NBA and in fantasy. Now, I'm questioning myself. Do I think Wiggins can be anything like Wiggins to put up, top 30, inside the top 30? I think there's a possibility, but I'm not going to try to bank on it. Now, wherever you drafted Wiggins in, as LT would say, you're smiling from ear to ear. Like, you cut a coupon with this guy. Now, like, he's averaging more rebounds. In the defensive stats, I think it's real that his defensive stats is going to increase. So that's going to automatically push his value up, because what? He was a one steal a game player. Now, I think he's probably a 1.3, 1.5 steal player just because he plays on Golden State. They won their championship again. They're going to run a lot of their offense, or just a lot of their players, younger players, to do more stuff and take more opportunity, because the veteran players, they're going to be restricted at times, as far as minutes. And as far as Curry, I will say this for people that has Curry, including myself, that's rostered. There's a little bit of concern. I'm just being transparent, especially when it comes to fantasy playoffs, because that's where it counts the most. And it's like, yo, are you going to go ahead and limit Curry's minutes? And there's a good chance that's going to happen. So then who's those players going to step up? Poole, Wiggins, there's other couple of guys that comes off the bench that you like, LT, that's not coming in my head. Anything?
Yeah. So, I want to touch on Moody real quick. So there's a Moody off of the bench. I think he looked really good the other night. I think he's going to earn more minutes as the season go on. And people are in 14 team leagues, deeper leagues that me and Starks are. Moody is a guy that you want to keep an eye on. He seems like he's when he gets in, instant offense, plays hard. He produced a little bit better than what's his name? Kuminga. The other guy, I don't even know what the other guy is it? I can't remember his name. That tells you how much he did the other night. But just keep an eye out for Moody. The thing also is that with the Clay restrictions, they're ramping up his minutes little by little, but with just in the beginning of the season, these Wiggins stats are going to be where they're at, because when it was a competitive game with the Nuggets, he played 38 minutes close to. So it's just one of those things where you're going to ride that Wiggins train early on. Maybe he's a sell high, come when Clay ramps back up to full 30, 35 minutes worth, and we'll see how he does, but he's looking great so far.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you could get it, I mean, you're probably not, obviously people are like, oh, you're in a taco league. If you could get a player inside the top 30, 35, you pull the trigger, you don't think twice. But a couple of players that stick out, like from the bench, a guy that I was wrong on, I admit when I'm wrong, Wiseman, he's coming off the bench, right? And, they drafted him to be the center, and injuries kind of hit him. That's another player I think they're going to handle with kid gloves, but I think he's going to eventually get more minutes. I know you mentioned Moody, and then Kevon Looney. I mean, let's just call for what it is. He's not the guy that they're going to really use. Let's just be honest. He's a starter, but he's going to be supplanted by other players coming off the bench.
And Poole's not playing well right now. Let's just be honest. He has some stuff. He had three steals, two steals on the first game, but he went 4 for, I think, like 12 or 13, something crazy like that in the first game. Didn't even get that many shots off in the second game when it was a competitive match. You think Poole would be out there and a lot more against the Nuggets last night, and he just wasn't there. It doesn't seem like he has it. So I'm worried about some of those some of that preseason issues with Draymond is kind of running into issues now and Poole starting off slow. So let's see if he can pick it back up. That will maybe change the dynamic of Wiggins as well. But they need Wiggins scoring right now, and he's delivering.
And I will say this. This is interesting. This is for, like, the NBA, but also you can take this with fantasy as well, too. There's an interesting stat here. And I know, like I said, this is all – we're going to take everything that we can just off of two games, right? So they played Denver last, right, in Golden State. Mm-hmm. No, it was in Denver. I can't remember where it was at. But Denver won 128 to 123, right? Poole and Draymond – no, not – excuse me. Oh, man, never mind. I was looking at the wrong green there. Never mind. But actually, still, this is interesting. Draymond Green, 26 minutes. Jordan Poole off the bench, 27 minutes. So Jordan Poole had a putrid game. Actually, he just hasn't started out. But what I noticed here, he's even though he didn't take a lot of shots, that's weird. We know Poole is a gunner. But they trust him to be a little bit of a facilitator. He had 7 assists. You know, even though he didn't have like a popcorn game of scoring a lot of points, he still was facilitating. He also had 3 steals. Now, I know obviously it's too early to try to do trades, but listen, I would try to buy low, but you know, I would still give it some time. So he might even start slower this season, and that's fine. But you know, that's something I'm paying attention with, you know, too. And yeah, I just wanted to point that out.
Yeah, definitely. And Starks, what players? I know you have a player in your holster there. Who you think is surprising you so far this year?
Who has surprised me so far this year is, to be honest, man, it's John Collins. You know, in Atlanta. This is tough, man. Like, big man, and you're the cheapy big man, right? And I've done it for years, but I just like. Kind of navigating, like I'll try to get a premium big and then I'll go cheap, but I feel like I always got to get a premium now. You went straight cheapies. Collins, man, like he's been a disappointment for years, like last few years, because he was going with the last couple years, like people was drafting him in like the second, third round, and like he hasn't been performing. So he's been inside the top 12, right? Per game basis, if we want to get technical, he's been inside the top. Or he's been a top 10 player. And I know it's only 2 games, right? But 2.5 threes, that's interesting stat from a big man, right? Averaging 23 points, 10 rebounds, 2 steals. He's been perfect at the charity stripe, shooting 69%. We know that the field goal percentage is not sustainable. They shoot like close to 70%. We know that. We also know that. I want to say I know that the 2.5 threes doesn't seem real, but you know, Atlanta, no, actually, man, I got to pivot off of him. But let me get back to him. Well, actually, let me stay on him and then pivot on another Atlanta player. I'm so hurt that I did not draft. Like, I'm so upset in myself, and I should have went with my gut. I should have went with my gut with another player. And you probably know who I'm about to talk about. But as far as John Collins as a big man, could he be the guy that we, you know, in the fantasy community, people wanted him to be that top, inside that top 20 bit, like in the value, and he might potentially do that this year. So I'm a bit of surprised with him, but honestly, everybody in Atlanta, if I can get my hands on a roster, any of those players in Atlanta, like, yo, you should be excited because that's where you want to be. But I gotta pivot off him for my guy. Like I failed and it hurts. Paul Made Murray, man. DeJounte Murray, like this hurts me so much. I really like this dude in San Antonio. I know there was like, well, shoot, he had the keys a little bit in San Antonio. You got Trae Young. It doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? And oh, he's been like, he was like going in the second round and it feels like, yo, you got to pay. That's a payment. You know what I'm saying? In your head, it's like a payment. But then he finished last year like, yo, he did finish inside the top 10 last year. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, can he repeat this? And that was the thing. I'm just like, yo, second round, that's a little rich, but it seems to be, it's probably warranted. And I'm going to be honest with you. Oh, my goodness. And this is going, oof. I know this might be too soon to say this, but I'm just going to go ahead because it doesn't matter. Okay, this doesn't matter. I enjoy Devin Booker. But if you said, hey, Stark, do you take Murray or Booker? I'm taking Murray. Murray. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was going to say, yeah, man. I'm with you. The thing that is sustainable, I feel like these steals aren't sustainable, Starks. Like, I mean, yeah, he's 5 steals, 4 steals last game. that's just crazy to me. There's no way he sustains that. But even if he, man, I don't know. And his points, you know, he could score more. The Hawks are, like you stated before, just a team that's playing with just unbelievable pace. Their defense is better than it was a year ago. And I think to be honest with you, this John Collins, what we were talking about before, this John Collins over these last two games is wild to me. So we have to see if this sustains. This may be this is the first week, but if Dej Loaf, it's like what I call him, Dej Loaf. If Dej Loaf and Johnny Collins, if they can keep this up, they can keep up this pace. That's a big three, man. That's a big three, and they are looking like they may be one of the top teams in the East. But go ahead, man. Go ahead. What were you going to say about? You said DeJounte Murray over Booker, your boy Buck. So like that's a big claim, Starks.
And check this out. Like, I know it's only two games, and just like you said, I'm with you 100%. Like, 4.5. We both know 4.5 steals. You're not going to average that.
He is
a steals artist, right? There's no it's in
it. Yeah.
But he averaged 2 last year. Here's another thing that is like, yo, but this is risky too. And obviously there's only 2 games, but they are running this dude to the floor. Like, he averaged 34 minutes last year. He's averaging 30 minutes a game, almost 39 minutes a game. Like, yo, sign me up. Like, I'm not kidding. And like I said, it hurts. Now, this is one of the things that this is what I was afraid of. His usage rate did come down. Of course, you're playing with Trae Young. That's when I was like, yeah, you know, I'm going to back off that second round. As much as I like him and I want him, he has to perform. He has to perform to be inside the top 20. Now, of course, like, do I think, well, Stars, do you think he's going to be inside the top 20? Yes. Is he going to be inside the top 10? Possibly. He finished inside top 10 last year. And if you're doing this with Booker, obviously, it's only 2 games, but what I still kind of adjust, like LT said, the steals, that's gonna come down, but also his value is gonna come down, right? But what I'm excited about is the minutes, because that's gonna create all of the time for him to be a defensive juggernaut as he has been. Is that gonna correlate to 4.5 assists, 5 steals? No, but just to him being on the court. But yes, him versus Booker. I think it's because I enjoy steals. But Booker, I mean, he's still a good player.
Booker's killing it. I was going to say, Booker's killing it right now, man. He's killing it. He's averaging 30 a game. Again, those stock stacks don't look as tasty as Dej. But you love the percentages. I mean, the percentages are there. He had 9 assists in the first game with those 28 points, and had 33 points last night. While I had to watch you with my boy Dame Dalla go off last night for 41.
It's funny.
I was close to getting him. It was either him or getting Doncic in that league, man. It was either just go ahead and get Lillard or get Doncic. And I made the basketball decision, the right fantasy basketball decision. I didn't go with my heart. I didn't go with my heart. I was hoping I had a later pick so I can do that anyway. But it wasn't meant to be. But no, Booker's having a great season. Again, we want to talk about kind of our overreactions to the first couple of games. Just keep in mind that some of these guys are just, you know, we weren't expecting this type of production from some of these people. I mean, we expected from D Book, he's a second round pick, even Dej Loaf to some extent. But with Dej Murray, we were just worried because what's that dynamic with him and Trae? And it's working out perfectly fine. If anybody's like kind of taking a seat back, it's Trae Young, but he's still dishing out crazy assists right now. Like, I don't understand how they both are assisting on all these plays with them two. But there's a lot of assists between the both of them, and it seems like they can do it both. I'm going to switch over to my next guy, and this is a White Knight special, Starks.
Okay.
This is a White Knight special. Lauri Markkanen is someone that Starks will understand. I have been harsh on Lauri Markkanen for years, man, for years. And I always thought he was like just like trash, or you know what I'm saying? Like really bad, right? And so, you know, all, you know, but look, this is what I want to, this is what I want to emphasize, man. The minutes right now on the barren teams. We love to talk about those wasteland teams. Utah Jazz don't look too wasteland, to be honest with you, though. They're winning right now, to be honest with you. But 33 minutes, almost 40 minutes last night in that OT matchup. I think they went into OT over in against Minnesota. And he is, I mean, just look at the pump up the volume, 23 attempts last night. That is what I love to see. And to be honest, it's probably, again, he won't hit 23, but that 15 plus attempts a night, I think he's going to hit that because he is the go-to guy here. He has a poster dunk on Gobert last night. He's fired up, man. I love to see it. I love what he's doing, how he's stretching the floor. They're playing great in Utah right now, maybe better than when Gobi was there. But the 8.5 right now rebounds is what I wanted to emphasize. He's had 13 rebounds last night. He's rebounding the rock as well. So again, you would like to see more, you know, more blocks from a big man. He's not really a big man. He's like one of those stretch four prototypes. But I think he can consistently keep this going. I wanted to see how he fit, if he kept up. I wanted to see how he was going. I think he can keep this up. Starks, what do you think about Lauri Markkanen and the Jazz and what's going on over there?
I mean, it's like, it's hard to say that they're a wasteland team because they just seem like they're doing good. But I look at that roster, I'm still calling them a wasteland team. But, you know, the truth is, it's like, here's another thing. He's going to be, he's going to have a career year this year.
I agree.
This is going to be the year you're cutting coupons if you drafted him too. You're feeling good, right? I think he's going to be a top 50 player this year, especially where you got him. Like, that's amazing. And another thing that sticks out, his minutes, right? He came from 30 minutes last year. I know, like I said, small, you know, take it with a grain of salt, 36 minutes. That's a 6 minute boost. And another thing that stuck out is he's kind of facilitating the ball a little bit too. You know, he's averaging 4.5 assists. So like, you know, like LT said, he's kind of like, he's a forward, but he's kind of like a hybrid big a little bit. He's 6'11", if that's correct, 6'10", 6'11". So it's like
seven foot per Yahoo.
Wow. 7 foot, right? 7 foot. He can hit snipes and, you know, he's not going to hurt you at the charity stripe. Like, to be honest with you, he's like, I don't want to compare him to him. Like, what's that one Bulls guy? I used to love this dude. Nikola, it was another Nikola guy. They used to
pop. Was it another Nikola?
It was like another Nikola guy.
Nah, man, there's no way. All I can think of is Vooch now. I think I know who you're talking about, but all I can think about when you say Nikola is Vucevic. That's all I can think of.
Yeah, so I forgot his exact name, but he was like this.
I know what you, he was like bigger body. Was he like kind of, like Peko, I think I know who you're talking about.
Not Pekovic. He looked kind of like Pekovic, though. It wasn't him. He was kind of skinny. He would hit.
No, this dude was big. This dude was big. I remember.
I wanted him to be so good, and he would like flash and do some.
He would flash.
Yeah. And then he just disappeared. I'm gonna look for him. But anyways, now that's a good Lauri Markkanen. If you have him, you're feeling good. You don't trade him.
You don't trade yet. Keep him close to you. I wanted to speak a little bit while we're on marketing, and I'll shoot it back over to Starks on the Jazz in general, man. There is some value to be had on this Jazz team. Like, none of these Jazz players were like top like 50 picks. Like, none of them. You weren't picking not one of these Jazz players in the top 50. So there was obviously value to be had on this team because someone has to score points, someone has to grab rebounds, and someone's gonna block and steal in a NBA game. There was so much value out of this team. I just want to mention a couple people, man. Jordan Clarkson as a scorer. he looks like I don't even know what to say, man. He's out there just looking like prime Clarkson. And then we have Mike Conley.
I gotta steal the ball real quick. He took 12 three snipe shots last 12, game.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, man. He did. Hey, Clarkson, man. There's no one else there. The first game, Rudy Gay was
And he's center eligible in Yahoo.
Center eligible. I saw that. That's a lie. I played in one of my deeper leagues. I played Talen Horton Tucker. He did decent. He's getting minutes. Walker Kessler is a rookie that they picked up. Keep an eye on him. He's looking pretty good. He didn't play as well because Olenek, who I'm going to mention real quick, had foul trouble in that first game. But Walker Kessler, just keep him. If you're in a deeper, deeper leagues, exactly. Just keep an eye on him once the season goes on and they start actually trying to lose games to get better picks. Lauri Markkanen, we just mentioned him. Colin Sexton, again, another scorer. He's going to get minutes. He's going to get opportunities. Two guys that were really... I love those cheap biggies. I wish I could have let you guys know to look out for these guys. Kelly Olynyk, if he's getting minutes, he's always produces very well. And the team is, again, this seems like a little bit better fit for him than Detroit was. And then Jared Vanderbilt, another guy that we always used to like. He is a rebound magnet. I mean, he is just, I think he had 12 rebounds in the first half last night, just crazy. And it's like, who's rebounding on that squad? He's playing the three. They got Olenek, Lauri Markkanen, and Jared Vanderbilt out there in the starting five. So they're playing big, they're playing tall, they're winning games. I don't know what to say, but these guys are all after 50s. So their whole squad, you could have got Clarkson, and I know he went late in some of our drafts later than that. It's crazy. So that's one of my things I want to pick up. There's so much value from this team before the season started. If you drafted some of these Jazz players, like I looked the other day, I was like, no one's picking any of these guys in the top 50. Maybe Lauri Markkanen, but he's still outside of that top 50 pick. So it's crazy. But yeah, go over to you, Starks.
This is a good topic that you touched up on. I mean, to me, it's like I look at this team and I see the last game and every starter was getting like 34 plus minutes.
It's like, crazy, it's crazy, man.
For Vanderbilt. And just imagine if they would have let him get over 30 minutes. He probably would have had that last game. He had 14 rebounds, like you said, a magnet. He probably would. Who used to be that guy that used to get them stupid rebounds? Not Drummond. There was another guy that just got rebounds. But
oh, man. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
I feel like it's a
terrible hint.
Yeah, it's like terrible hint. Exactly. If it's not Andre Drummond, then who is the other big man? I feel like Roy
Hibbert.
Shut up. Hey, shut up, Roy Hibbert, man. Poor guy. I wanted him to be so good too.
Man. You wanted him to be so good, man. You were so in on Roy, man. Roy Rogers, man. Man, that sucks. Rogers,
yeah. But I Clarkson, like, this also hurts me, you know, because as you know, the community knows, I'm like a pump up the volume type of coach or GM
in the industry.
And to see him take 12 snipes, I'm just like, what are you, Lillard out here? Just taking all these snipes? Like, what's happening here? He's hurrying out here? And he shot efficient. Yeah. He shot super efficient last game, 10 for 17. And most of his shots were from the snipe line. And he scored 29 points. And he's potentially going to have a career year, especially Clarkson starting. I don't know, man. But if you got your hands on, you know, some of these – now. I can't just diss Mike Conley like this. Now he played terrible as far as shooting wise, but he still had 11 assists. Well.
Yeah. He does what you picked him up for. Get assists. Right.
I will say this though, the players you want to keep an eye out. Now, obviously you got Sexton, but honestly, I think Colin Sexton at some point in time, I'm not going to say he's going to supplant Conley, but he's going to get more minutes. He's got like last game he had 19 minutes. Yeah. I mean, that's a player that I would try to buy just because Utah is going to be that team where they're just going to go with the fountain of youth. Like it just makes sense. And Kelly Olynyk, like you said, it's just like, all he just needed was minutes. Like, I don't know why teams just like treated him like this. I never understood that. He should be he's not good enough to be star, but anytime he's on the court, he does well. He's going to say something else.
I'm just saying he's always on rebuilding squads that he's stuck in between. You know, playing and then like the youth movement and then those fan bases are like the Rockets and the Pistons, like, let's put the young guys in. It's like, Olenek, he's not old. It means like, you know, he's decent. He needs to go to a team. He's still in that situation, but the Jazz are so barren that it's like it doesn't matter. He doesn't have anyone really vying for his minutes either. Like I said it before, Kessler maybe, but other than that, it's crazy. I didn't even really realize just how much value you could have on off of that Utah Jazz team, because someone has to score, man. Like it's you know, someone has to score, someone has to grab rebounds, and obviously they're doing that, and they're doing it very well. So just wanted to mention them real quick. Them as a team surprised me so far this year.
Okay. Now, one player I definitely want to talk about that I was sneaking him in a lot of leagues is Nicholas Claxton from Brooklyn, the big, and he's getting the minutes that I was hoping he would do. Now, Brooklyn is, man, I don't know what they're still a strange team, but for him to get the minutes, I was just like hoping that he would get the minutes, and rightfully so, he is getting more minutes. Getting 9 more minutes this year. Again, 2 games, but we take the trends like as quickly as whatever we have provided for us. And, you know, he's averaging 3 blocks so far this season. He is a guy that's going to get you rebounds and blocks. Now, of course, this is what sucks because I don't like tanking my charity stripe. But, you know, where you drafted him at, redraft leagues, I'm sure you got him past 10th round, like for sure. But it's like he brings that upside, and a double-double with blocks in some – okay, so I will say this. This seems to be backwards, right? When you're building a team in fantasy, especially when it comes to category leagues, if you know you're going to get value from a player, if he gets the opportunity, just like what me and LT was talking about, Kelly Olynyk, it's just like you know the player is going to perform if he's on the court. Claxton's the same dude. Like you get him time on the court, he is going to produce. And Brooklyn don't really have bigs like that. What do they? I forgot who they had. They used to have Jared Allen. That was the difficult issue that he used to deal with. And then they obviously with Nicholas Claxton, you got to still be careful because of his, you know, injury history. But you got him late, and you're feeling good where you drafted him. I mean, he's inside the top 50. So just imagine if he was to. If he continues to get these minutes, he's potentially a top 50 player. So I just wanted to say him real quick.
Absolutely. Yeah. Claxton looking like he's the starter. They have a young backup. I can't think of his name right now. I might have to try to run to their team real quick to see who that guy is, but he's getting the minutes. He's getting the production. I think he's kind of entrenched in that center spot the rest of the season. I don't think there's any worry or anything like that of anybody taking his place. Let me see if I can find this guy's name. Dayron Sharpe. That's who I'm thinking about. Dayron Sharpe. Dayron Sharpe is a young guy that they like over there as well in Brooklyn. He can play the four. He can play the four spot though. But yeah, he's looking amazing. The Nets in general look. They won their last game. Kyrie actually played well, so I think that's part of the reason why they won that game. And that's why you pick Kyrie in the second round. I mean, he has to play. Close to 30 points per game, be very efficient. And my guy, Ben Simmons, played well as well. He didn't score as many points, but you didn't draft him to score points. You drafted him to get you those stock stats and those counting stats at a high clip. So he did that, almost had a triple-double. And it's crazy. Ben Simmons is one of those guys where in a triple-double situation, you're worried about the points, right? You're worried about him getting 10 points, not him getting 10 assists or 10 rebounds. So he did a good job there. Again, be patient with Benihana. It might take him a little while to get warmed up. Again, this is his first action in a long time. But again, give him some time. But yeah, Starks. And then Durant's doing Durant things. I'm trying to think of any bench guys. Royce the 5'9". I mean, his rap career is going to be over soon. tonight, I think, Joe. I think Seth Curry's maybe coming back early next week. And then I think even Joe Harris is already back this next game. I think Royce the 5'9"'s rap career is going to be over real soon on that team. TJ Warren, keep an ear and eye out for when he gets healthy. He may jump in there. Yeah, Warren G. They got all the rap artists over there. Warren G. just keep an eye out there. He might because they need some bench infusion of bench, and they need it. They need it. So Joe, Seth Curry, Joe Harris, TJ Warren, when he gets healthy, some of these guys need to, they need that production from them, Patty Mills. So yeah, we'll see over time who produces for them on that second, who they're giving the most minutes to. It might be someone you want to see in deep leagues to pick up.
Yeah, and it's a good mention with Brooklyn, because, you know, looking at the squad here and like who played, you know, Joe Harris is back, you know, he's getting healthier. So hopefully he comes back in to maybe supplant O'Neal, you know, like you said, Royce the 5'9". And Royce the 5'9" got 39 minutes last game, right? So if you're streaming him, you're feeling good about those stats, even though he didn't score a lot. Yeah. He got two steals and two blocks. You like that type of game. But, you know, looking at the rest of the roster, like they're going to play like they're shorthanded. And I know you said, you talked about Warren G, TJ Warren. I'm just like, bro, when is he coming back? Like it felt like he's been out for like 2 years. Like, listen, if you are a GM that has him, especially in a dynasty format, he's another player. He, like, if he's on the floor, he's a top 50 player. Even so, then it's like, well, shoot, he's playing with Brooklyn and it's all those mouths to feed. To be honest with you, like LT is saying, they need him bad. Whether he comes off the bench or not, he's a scorer, but he'll produce, because we know Ben Simmons and who he is. He's not a scorer. You know, you're just putting the heavy load on KD and Irving. Now, like I said, Joe Harris is the other guy that's a snipe artist, and hopefully he gets more time. But yeah, that's about it. But let me transition to trying to think if there's any other. Oh, yeah. this is not really deep, but, you know, Anthony Davis, I just.
What's wrong, man? What's wrong with Anthony, man?
I don't know, man. And sorry for the listeners' ears, you know. I remember, you know, a few years, I always, you know, get people upset at me. And I get it. I understand. There was 1 year that I actually wanted Anthony Davis, and that was the same year me and LT actually got him. That's really weird. And like ever since before then, it's like I didn't care. But we took a risk. That wasn't last year. Was it the year before? I can't remember. But anyways, it might have been last year. We seen him taking snipes. I was like, man, this dude looking smooth in the preseason. Nah, that was false advertisement. Listen, I know you deal with the risk with him. He's playing. There's only two games. You know, he's a top 50. I'm not saying that's what he is. He's playing like top 50 right now. And I understand it's only a couple games. His usage rate came up. That's a good sign, right? The blocks. I understand two games, so I can't come hard on him. But, like, what's happening with this guy? And what I mean by that is the Lakers are in. And I got to be very careful what I'm saying. Lakers are just looking like what they were looking like last year. Okay. So I'll try to pivot off of him, but let me say this. Anthony Davis, is he a top five player? And everybody would say automatically yes, as long as he's healthy. But the question that I ask is, are you sure that he's even a top five player when healthy? That's the question. And that's a hard thing to take. He finished like in a value wise, it was a top inside the top 10. Can he be that player? He could potentially be the top 10 player, but if you're not doing what you're supposed to do, especially when it comes to blocks, his free throw percentage is not, I don't think his free throw percentage is even at 80% anymore. Like, he's starting to regress there. And I don't know if this rumor is true. I thought I heard it. Maybe I was hearing things, but is it true that this is supposedly LeBron's last year? I know I misheard that somehow.
Yeah, it's a rumor right now. It's supposedly his last.
Yeah, because season. He wants to play with his son, right? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, supposedly. That's what a rumor, but I don't think there's any. He hasn't, like, LeBron himself hasn't come out and said anything like that. He does have this funny, I don't know if you've seen these commercials, him against Jason Momoa as Father Time. they're like playing each other. It's dumb, but it's so dumb that it's kind of sweet. Only because it's Jason Momoa, probably is why. Speaking of Starks, like, listen, man, listen, Starks, I think you have to give Anthony Davis some credit. Okay, what I saw the other night, I have him in our main league, and when he went down with that, he went up, he, you know, the claw trying to take people out already, he fell down on the floor. he hurt his back. He still played, man. He didn't go back to the locker room. He put some heat on it, and he kept playing. And you know what? I think that shows me a different mental mind state with AD this year that he's actually going to try this year. I think he's going to try. I think that saying he's a top five player.
And he hasn't tried any other year before that, LT.
I don't think he's been like really like trying. I'm going to be honest. I don't think he's been like really trying, but he's been just thinking that his athleticism, his size, he can just, you know, just do, you know, like talent's going to just, he can just go out there and do whatever he wants. And Starks, to your point about him being top five, he's not top five. I don't think because he can't, he's like he's not good enough. I just think he's not top five because there's just five other players out there that are just better than him in fantasy wise. And I just think that they're more consistent, have more opportunity. AD without LeBron, maybe, but AD with LeBron, like it's not, I don't think it's, he's able to take on that usage rate. He needs to be a top five player overall. That's just me personally. That's why I'm worried about DeJounte Murray. You know, he was top 10, but then he's, you know, sharing that with Trey. Let's see if he can keep that up. But I think he's going to be, if you draft him in the second round, I think he's going to be serviceable there. What I'm worried about is his blocks. He hasn't been blocking shots at a higher clip. And I'm wondering if he's being careful down low on that block because he's scared of getting injured, right? He's scared of getting hurt. And so he's not as aggressive. He's not as, you know, he's not doing as much to block shots because he's worried about getting hurt. And so that's what I'm worried about. So he needs to have those blocks in order to keep up that value in that second round. Or he's just a slightly better Miles Turner in that situation. And that's not why you draft him. You draft him to be Miles Turner-esque, you know, maybe not 5-6 blocks a game, but maybe 2-3 a game. And he gives you threes, points, and decent percentages. So hopefully he can change that around. We'll see. He looks good so far. That team's just, the Lakers are just, they're just bad, right? They're just overall bad as a team. They have good players, but the team constant, like what they, like the Jazz, like if you watch the Jazz play, like whoever got those people together knows how to construct a team. Like the team plays well together, even though they're not as good. Like the talent level isn't as high as the Lakers, but the Lakers are just, they're like, people shouldn't be there. There's a guy there named Matt Ryan. And Matt Ryan from the Falcons. And I mean that, not the Colts from the Falcons, Matt Ryan from the Falcons, not the Colts. I know he plays for the Colts now, but I mean, Matt Ryan Falcons. Who's literally probably a better fit in the starter unit, and they probably need him out there because he just shoots. He's just a sniper, just a 3-point shooter, and they need him to space the floor. But for some odd reason, Westbrook knows where the body's at for Devin Ham, and Westbrook's in there. Get Westbrook out of there. He doesn't fit in the first unit at all. There's no spacing, and so hopefully they can figure that out. Hopefully Westbrook, I don't know, man. Hopefully he goes ahead and goes to the bench. I think that would be good for him. I think that would be super good for their team and for him. He still will get a lot of playing time. Like, I don't understand.
Who starts for Westbrook then?
This Matt Ryan fellow.
Okay.
Matt Ryan needs to start for him. Yeah, Matt Ryan from the Falcons, not the Colts, okay? Not Colts Matt Ryan, but Matt Ryan from the Falcons. Because he's actually a good shooter. He's actually a good shooter. Like, I'm not even trying to be funny. He's a good 3-point shooter. That's the only purpose of why they put him on the roster. And so he can at least, I don't know what his defense is like, but he can at least stretch the floor. Like, you know, there's no one there to stretch it. Like Lonnie Walker, like, I know you had a good game, but he's not, no one cares about Lonnie Walker. You know what I'm saying? They're just going to let him shoot. You know, I don't know. I don't know what the Lakers are going to do, but on a fantasy level, I think AD's fine. I think he's going to continue to bring you back top 50 value throughout the season. And I know you picked him in the second round, but you can hope that his blocks go up so he can get you that top 24. You know, 24 area. We'll see.
Yeah. So, especially you talk about Miles Turner. You know what happened? I heard like he was doing something, and like
he tripped over a ball boy. Like, come on, man. I'm regretting picking him this year already. Just because of what happened. Like, if he would have just got hurt in warmups, you know, unfortunately, that would have been one thing. But the trip over a ball boy and then you're out for like a week. It's like, okay, Miles Turner, like, just if you don't want to be there, just say that. And just like, no, it sounds like it was actually an accident. But yeah, it's unfortunate for Miles Turner owners. We'll just have to wait till he gets back, and hopefully he can produce. Isaiah Jackson's, I think he's doing decent tonight. So we'll just have to hope that we can hold off Isaiah Jackson from taking everything. Yeah, he's not. He has 5 blocks tonight. So yeah, Isaiah Jackson doing it. Yeah, that's what he's there for, though. That's his. Yeah. That's his MO.
So I was going to say this. Like, this is an interesting guy that sticks out. Is our boy, you know, Hero Academia, man. And what's your thoughts on him? You think he's like, well, looking at the rankings here from, you know, a different value perspective, is like inside the top 25. LT, do you think this is sustainable for Hero Academia?
Yeah, it's sustainable. I watched the Heat play the other night, and they need him to score. Like, they need him to score very badly. But yeah, it's sustainable. He's gonna be in that 20 to 25 point range every night, I think.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, like, he finally got the starting job, right? I mean, mm-hmm. And I remember in the preseason that I think he was talking about he's trying to really up his defense, and like,
yeah.
And he's averaging a block. I mean, obviously, I don't think that's real, right? But that he's averaging a block right now and a steal. That's a triple one, dude. Like, that's a triple one guy. Is it going to last? Like, the most likely not. But if it somehow did, he's automatic inside top 25. And that's wild because, I mean, he went, what, 6th, 7th round in a lot of drafts, maybe potentially later. But no, like you said, Heat needs scoring. They need it bad. I guess my boy. Go ahead.
Ooh, Jimmy, you about to say about Jimmy Butler?
No, Dippo.
he dipped. All right, Dippo dipped. All right, yeah, man, Dippo's scrunched, man, and then yeah, Tyler Hero.
Hey, real quick, you think Dippo?
He's cooked, man. He's cooked. He is cooked. I think he is cooked. I don't even want to spend too much. I don't want to spend too much time on him, but I think he's cooked. What I'm gonna do real quick is I'm gonna do a quick like rookie revamp right now. Okay. Just go over some of these rookies that are coming out with to keep your eyes on. I'll do this on most podcasts just to let you guys know what's going on in the rookie world. Man, Benedict Mathurin, man, and I'm looking right now, and he has a 27 point game going on right now in Indiana. He is having a season so far. Let me go ahead and pull up his stats for you guys. He is looking like a steal in the draft. Sixth pick. I mean, not a steal. I mean, yeah, it's pretty good. But he's the sixth pick by the Indiana Pacers. And he has scored 19, 26, and 27 tonight off the bench for the Pacers. He's going to start soon. There's no way they continue to start Duarte or Nesmith or whoever. Like Buddy Hield even. Benedict Mathurin is looking like a steal. And if you pick them up in drafts late round, you are smiling and grinning from ear to ear because it looks like it can only get better from here. 7 rebounds. He's averaging, I think he's averaging 6 rebounds a game. Not a big assist guy. He's in there to score. Okay. And his free throw percentage, the first game was bad, but he hit 7 for 8 last time and 2 for 2 tonight. So he 5 threes tonight, 5 snipes, three snipes the other days. He shot it 18 times tonight, no less than 15 attempts each game. This guy is going to score. He is told to be scoring for this Pacers team. If you have him, he is high. He's like top 3 right now in rookies that are playing. You got to get him. If he's on your waiver wire, I pick him up. I mean, he's at Banchero's looking good. First overall round pick, Paolo Banchero. He looked good. He had one of those. He had an all-time greatest first games out, or he had a poster on his first game. He's looking decent. He's kind of slowed down a little bit. I can check real quick on tonight's game. He's kind of slowed down a little bit after that first game, but tonight he had 22 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 block. For rookies, he's doing good. Another guy, my guy, Jabari, he's having some shooting troubles. Did get you those 3 blocks. That's what he was. That was what we knew he was going to come in and give you those blocks and those defensive stats. The steals are probably coming as he gets more acquainted on the NBA level. So give him some time. The threes aren't coming in. He's supposed to be a 3-and-D guy. The threes aren't coming in. He's shooting very bad right now. Just give him some time. And then Durham for the Pistons.
Yeah.
He is looking like a force. I don't know how long. The reason why we see more Durham is, what's his name, man? The used to play for the Kings. What's that guy's name, Starks? I'm going to find out his name real quick. They don't show it on here. Anyways, he's injured. So Durham is getting more. Marvin Bagley the third. There we go. Marvin Bagley the third. So Durin's getting more run. Tonight wasn't a great night for Durin. Only had 18 minutes tonight. 6 points, 2 blocks, though. And that's what, you know, that's why a lot of people went to go run and get him. Rebounds, blocks. He's been doing it pretty consistently. And so he kind of reminds me of a Daniel Gafford, where if you need blocks and off the, like someone in deep leagues, if you need blocks, he's a good guy to pick up because he's gonna get those off the bench for you. He's good for at least 1 to 2 a night. And so definitely check him out. And staying with the Pistons, I'm so mad I didn't find this guy, Starks. Jaden Ivey.
Yeah.
He wasn't on my radar. Was not on my radar. He's been looking really good so far. Let me go ahead and bring up some of these stats here. I just wasn't expecting it to be so quick, but he had 4, 9, and 5 assists on these 3 games, scored 19, 17, 17, shooting around 12 to 13 shots per game. And he's doing it all with decent percentages. So he had a bad free throw night today, might be one thing. Had a double double tonight with 11 rebounds as well. He's super involved, playing 30 plus minutes a night, 30 to 31 minutes. He's just what a great. If you got him, I know he was like a late pickup. If you got him, you're grinning from ear to ear as well. Still, Keegan Murray is supposed to be playing here for the Kings, so we don't know what's going to go on. We'll know tonight he's supposed to be playing, so we'll see what happens with Keegan Murray and see how he starts off his season. But that's all I got for the rookies, Starks.
No, that's good. That kind of correlates to a player that is on the same team, and this is why I warn Dynasty GMs, like, there's nothing wrong with building, like a lot of people, you remember Turkey, that just like to build super young, like, oh man, I can't wait. And they pop and you feel so good. But like, how does the rest of your team look? Your young team look? And I always cause that. Now, obviously, if you come in, and I respect a lot of GMs that takes over a team, I massive respect, because you didn't get to draft a team you wanted initially and you take over a team. And you do well with it, what you have. And I respect GMs that do that, because that's difficult, right? And obviously, if you're not going to always draft the best team. But what I would always recommend, that's why I said, like, have the mindset in a dynasty format, almost to play like a redraft league. You know, have the mindset to win the first 2 to 3 years. Because a lot of things change. I mean, I know that's nobody knew COVID was going to happen. But, I mean, it's stuff like that. You just never know. And the reason why I bring all of that to say this on Detroit, a guy that I like, but I'm just like, player can, there's other rookies they can draft, is Killian Hayes, right? Mm-hmm. Now, LT was talking about Ivy. Like, these people, like Killian Hayes is going to slowly just wither away. Like, this is real. And some people are like, well, dynasty format, you know, I'm hoping. And there's always hope for players, but like, I'm going to be honest, this hope ain't looking good for him. You know what I'm saying? Like, and the thing is, and here's another thing that's concerning, like, he's not starting and his minutes is willing away. And like, listen, he only had 1 minute more than Corey Joseph, only 1 minute more. And we know that Corey Joseph has been in the league for quite some time. So those are the things that stick out. And that's why I said, you know, when you build a team now, unless you for sure know that the prospect is like, the like he's going to be legit, like that's even hard sometimes. let's just talk. And I know people are going to get mad about this, but I got to go there, right? Zion Williamson, for instance. Some people said, oh, Zion Williamson is going to be better than Luke. I'm just like, come on. I don't know about that one. I don't know about that one. Now, obviously, he's not right now. Could he potentially still be better? Yeah, but what's the likelihood of him being better than Luka? I would say everybody would say, nah, Luka's going to be better than him. It's too late. And of course, it's kind of not fair because Zion's been hurt a lot. Now, Zion had, I think, one of his games he did really well. But that's what I'm trying to say is you put so much belief on the unknown, it can backfire on you. It will backfire you so bad that you're going to find yourself like, I'm going to trade. I need to deplete my team. Right. And what I mean by that in a dynasty format, you start trading up and you're back in the cycle. You're going to trade for more picks. You feel good. All right. Well, my team's already trash. It makes sense to get picks, but then you're just potentially digging yourself deeper in the hole because you probably had like a pretty good player. Maybe let's just say he was a top 75 player and maybe he's older. So you're like, well, shoot, it makes sense to trade him, which you're kind of forced to do that because you've already built young. And then you're just getting all these picks. You feel good. Oh, who's got the – and that's how Dynasty is. That's how the mentality is like, oh, I got the first pick at top. I got a lottery pick. I could be protected top three pick. And then what if you miss out? And it's like GMs, like it's like real life NBA. Look at Golden State. Look how many players they landed on the back end. So GMs that's already doing good in Dynasty formats, since this is a Dynasty podcast, but, you know, we give a lottery draft flavor with points as well. But that's another thing to take in consideration. In those dynasty long drafts that you play in, there's GMs that can still get potential lottery picks in the back end. One of the names that stick out, I know this was a few years ago, was Donovan Mitchell. Like, I already had an established team in a dynasty format. But to be able to get Donovan Mitchell versus other players, I don't think – did he come out the same year as was it not Lonzo? Okay, so it was De'Aaron Fox, there was Lonzo, and there was someone else. Oh, no, wait, what is that one player? Fultz, Markelle Fultz. I don't know if that was the same year. Oh,
Fultz, okay. But
I will say this. People was like, Fultz. And see, like, he was the guy. And okay, so look at – check this out. Markelle Fultz, Lonzo Ball, Fox. If I didn't say that, De'Aaron Fox. There was another player that came out. My goodness. Just like, oh, Jason Tatum. I don't know if you remember, Boston traded. Yeah, I believe so. If you can look at it as I'm trying to find, where Jason Tatum, like when he got drafted, and look at that rookie class as I'm talking real quick. And this is kind of my clutch. This would be my clutch shot, and you can, you know, say whatever you like after that. This is my clutch shot to kind of tie into Dynasty. So going back to this, the same year, I believe Jason Tatum came out. Just correct me if I'm wrong. And let me know when. Just cut me. Just steal the ball from me whenever you find it. So
I found it.
You found it. Okay. Was Jason Tatum? Was it Markelle Fultz? Was it Ball? Was it
Fultz, Ball? Then Tatum. Then a Josh Jackson. Yikes. De'Aaron Fox was fifth. Then Jonathan Isaac, and then Laurie Market in seventh.
Okay. Was I don't know if Mitchell was in that class, or was he probably?
He was. He went 13th.
Exactly. So this is perfect. Perfect. Look, that class was pretty good.
Yeah, actually, pretty good. Really Bam, good. Bam Adebayo went after him at 14th.
What an amazing
John Collins went 19th.
Look, that's what I'm saying. Look at that class right there. That was like one of the best years in a dynasty format, right? Fultz was typically, my understanding, was like the number one prospect, right?
Yeah.
I believe that. So then Philadelphia, no, Boston, didn't they trade down? I think they traded down because they already like looked at, I'm sure they looked at Markelle Fultz and stuff. And who did they get to? Jason Tatum. Is that right? Did he go second?
He went third. Lonzo Ball went second.
Okay. So I believe Boston traded down somewhere. I believe that.
Yeah. Probably traded down to get the third pick. Yeah. Okay. Probably to get Tatum.
Fultz went one, you said? Is that right?
Yeah. Fultz went one. Yep.
And this is the perfect and Turkey was so huge on Fultz. And I'm just like, bro, I think and Fox came out that year, right?
Fox, Fox came out. He went he went fifth.
Okay, so this was a debate and it came to a heated argument. I was like, man, Turkey, I think Fox is going to be better than Fultz, man. He's like, I don't watch college. You don't know the the dynamics and stuff. Like, listen, I understand, like, I watch certain things. I am an eye test guy, but I also look at statistics too. I could be a little nerd on that end. That's cool. That's cool. But when it comes to fantasy, let's see what they do. Look for opportunity. Faults should get it. But like, anyways, the point that I'm in this clutch shot, I know I'm going on an ISO rant, but it's for a reason here, is that you could potentially miss. And it's a hard thing because Fultz was the guy that a lot of us wanted. I wasn't going to say he was a bust. I didn't see that coming. But I will say that I believe that Fox was going to be better. And he did. And then another guy, like I said, so I was a GM further in the back because I believe I either won or I was in the playoffs. Donovan Mitchell, I was like in the middle somewhere, right? We were drafting rookies. Donovan Mitchell, like, yo, wouldn't you rather? I mean, is this real? Donovan Mitchell or Fultz in your fantasy team in a dynasty format? That's what I'm trying to say. Get your mindset of trying to win now because you don't know. Some of those back end players could still potentially hit. Now, obviously, that was a different draft class because there was a lot of massive prospects. Amazing.
That draft class is deep looking at it. Yeah. It's crazy. Jared Allen.
Oh, you said
yeah, Jared Allen. Jared Allen went 22nd.
I got him
22nd.
Yeah.
OG Anunoby went right after him at 23.
Sick.
Kuz, I know you don't like, he's playing really well. Kuz went that. Derek White went into that one. And another guy here, Dylan Brooks went in 45th in that one. One guy that I want to mention, Isaiah Hartenstein, if you're looking for potential pickups, we'll talk about some pickups real quick. Isaiah Hartenstein is a guy to look out for. I would maybe pick him up, I feel like he may be the better than Mitchell, maybe slightly better than Mitchell Robinson. Don't know when the coach over in New York is going to realize that, but just look out for that. Mitch Robinson had a good game last time, though. The first game wasn't good. He was in foul trouble. Hartenstein played 40 minutes, so keep that in mind. Aldama, everyone should have Aldama by now, if he wasn't drafted in your leagues. But if he is still out there, pick him up, the Aldama Llama. I personally was so upset with Ray the Monk. He took him from me, sniped me hard on Aldama. I wanted him in both leagues. I just thought he would, you know, for half a year as a rental, I'll take it. And he's living up to it. He's playing big minutes, a very good 3-and-D guy. He's playing well. Wanted to talk real quick about the Rockets. I know a lot of people want to talk about these Rockets here. Sengun, let me see what he's doing tonight. They will not start this guy at center, Stark. So there's a guy named Usman Garuba. Usman Garuba has more minutes than Sengun tonight. I don't know who Usman Garuba is. But he is starting and they are not, they will not start Sengun. So not sure what's going on with Sengun and starting. I guess they don't feel like I think maybe a defensive liability. Maybe it's communication. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But Usman Garuba is starting there. Other than that's it. That's all I got for my for what I want. I just want to talk about some quick pickups. John Kachar has been playing really well. Dylan Brooks is supposedly back right now. The Memphis Grizzlies are getting smacked up by Dallas. Absolutely smacked, 64-36. My guy, top five player of the in fantasy, Luka Doncic, going 24 points already. In the first half, 6 assists, 4 rebounds, 1 steal, and 1 block. Did you know Luka was a triple one guy? I know Starks knew that. I'm just joking. Christian Wood, doing well. But yeah, John Conchar started again. Dylan Brooks didn't play. He's out again. And he's doing terrible tonight, by the way. But he was doing good. John Conchar was doing good. But yeah, Starks, did you have anybody else that you wanted to mention as far as maybe a quick pickup or anything else?
Yeah, quick pickup. So a deep league guy, if you needed blocks, I got him actually in this in our main league, Bobo. Got four blocks. Oh. Yeah, poor
hey,
Block.
Chills.
So yeah,
hey, you got to chill.
So he had the blocks. Now the thing is, with Orlando, you just never know. He only had 14 minutes. You know, his minutes is a little iffy, but I think this is a guy that you should at least have on your watch list. You know what I'm saying? He's streamable in a deep league for sure. And I think there was something else. Yes, Jalen Green. I'm on that Jalen Green watch. I mean, that was a guy that it was one of my breakout players like this year. Now, he didn't shoot well, but, you know, he's pumping up the volume. He's already shooting 16 shots tonight. I mean, obviously, he's going to probably have more by the end of this game. There's nothing really else. It's just to say that, you know, SGA, I will say this, SGA from the only game that he played. Number one fantasy player, right? So,
jeez.
I know people cut coupons because the injury, and then people was like, you know, including all of us, was talking about Giddy. You know what I'm saying? Well, we can't forget about SGA. So, that's something to look at. And that's all I got, LT. What you have?
Couple more. Pope, Caldwell Pope as well. He's been playing. He's playing that. I wanted to pick him up in all the leagues. I have him in a lot of leagues because he's just a component of playing with maybe one of the best big man passers in our league. He's going to be open. He's going to be available, and he can knock down threes and shots. And he's been doing that the last couple of games. Already has 13 leading score right now in this game with Oklahoma City and Denver. The last game I was looking at, I wanted to mention too in Orlando, if T-Pain, and that's right, I'm talking about Terrence Ross, is still available in your leagues, pick him up, please. 29 points tonight. He is going to be a score. He's going to be a score component for that team. 11 for 16, 5 snipes tonight. Cole Anthony shouldn't be available in your leagues, but Suggs hurt his ankle, and we know what's going on with Fultz. Just pick him up if you can, if you want to. He's going to be the main point guard over there and get a lot of guard minutes. That's why him and Ross are playing 31, 35 minutes per game right now. But other than that, Starks and Tatum went off, man, 40 points. Yummy. So yeah, that's all I got, man.
Gotcha. So I'll take an additional clutch shot. Then I'll give you one for a clutch shot. Okay. So the clutch shot that I have is, you know, this another game that had like a 40 point burger game is Joel Embiid. He dropped 40, 13 rebounds, shot super efficient, 14 out of 25, 14 for 25 and 12 and 15 at the charity stripe. And this kind of hurts, you know, Harden. I actually love this stat, 4 for 18. That's the traditional Harden I'm used to. And to be honest with you, I think I might have to double down on him because obviously still my heartstrings is on Harden. And I guess I was concerned with, could he still be that player that, well, he only took 4 charity stripe shots. I know he shot terribly bad tonight, but that's okay. But the last few games, he's been killing it. So the thing is, in our main league, LT, I was 8 or 9, and I was stuck between him and Towns, right? So I was like, well, shoot, if Harden comes to me, I'm it's just my boy. I just can't.
Yeah,
can't
help it's your him. Guy. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I got sniped and I took Towns. I could probably reach out to the GM in the redraft league, right, that we're talking about here. I probably could reach out to the GM and maybe be able to do that. But I don't know, man. I miss Harden, man. I will say that. So that's my question.
I bet you do. I have him in the league and I feel dirty every time I'm rooting for him to do something. It felt good. It did feel good. I don't get super excited by those free throw shots like you do. And you're gone. He's gone. I think Starks, you there? You coming back? Oh, you're coming back. You're coming back. Okay. The caveat to that, just real quick, they lost again. So yeah, Embiid had 40 points. And Harden went off the first two games, but they lost again. And they lost to the Spurs. They lost by double-digit points. Oh, no, 9. Okay, they lost by 9. I think there's an issue. I think there's an issue in Philly. I don't know if they can win with those. They both have to play well, and they haven't figured out how both of them can play well at the same exact time. So it's one of those where they have to figure it out. Tyrese Maxey had his 25 points. They all played like 40 minutes. This bench mob that they created with, come on, man, House Party. As soon as they said that they picked up House Party, Danwell House Jr., and that they were going to be like, this is our guy. We needed him. We need him. And you're playing House Party 16 minutes. I already knew we're already in the negative. And then D'Anthony Melton, and then my guy, George's Niang. But Montrezl Harrell is cooked. He's up there with Dipo. Him and Dipo need to just go to Jamaica, have a couple Mai Tais. They're cooked, man. They're cooked. And they're playing Thigh Bully. They are, hey, send Thigh Bully to us over in Portland if you're going to treat him like this. Right. 16 seconds the first. He played 16 seconds. And then he played 3 minutes tonight. 3 minutes.
Yeah, that ain't right.
One of your best defenders. I know he can't shoot. I know he hasn't, you know, excelled in that area. This is going to be my clutch shot. Free Thigh Bully, Matisse Thybulle. Free him. Free him from the evil clutches of the Philadelphia Empire and send him over to Portland where we need the defense. Him and Gary Trent can take over on that second unit and dominate. Okay. So again, not Gary Trent, sorry, Gary Payton. Sorry, Junior. Not Gary Trent, Gary Trent, yeah, Gary Payton. But yeah, really, if you don't play him 13, they don't even play Korkmaz anymore. Sugar Shake Milton, he's not being played at all. Like those dudes were better than what you got right now. What you paid all that money for, those guys are better. And so they're starting to realize their bench sucks. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Last thing, just to touch up on that, like I am concerned with Philly, man. Like I enjoy Maxey, don't get me wrong, but like, and I mean, it's like they have it squad, but it's like, maybe they don't, they still believe, maybe Harden was like, okay, let's get PJ Tucker. Like, we're gonna get the nostalgia Houston days, right? To be the center. Like, let's run that small ball offense. Like, I don't know what Philly's doing, man. I understand it's too early in the season. I get it, but like what LT said, you're just like Thigh Bully. Like 3 minutes. That's not cutting it. And like, let my boy Melting Pot get more minutes. Like, that's a good defensive.
Melting Pot.
Yeah, he's
Melting Pot's been. He's been blowing wind, blowing chunks this season. By the way, before we get off, man, Lopez five blocks. I just want to let you know that. Brooke Lopez with five swats tonight. No. I just want to mention that real quick. man. Oh man, five blocks for what, Brooke? Man, super duper late, man. Super duper late. Like this is, I just seen him out there. I'm like, oh yeah, he's starting this year. Let me go ahead and swoop him up. I'm surprised he was still there. Let's see, draft results. I got Brooke. I got Brooke round 12. Got Brooke in the 12th round. So yeah, man, that was fun times, man. Fun times.
Actually, one more. I'm so sorry. This.
Oh, go ahead. No. You're good.
Keegan Murray. You had mentioned him. Keegan Murray.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. I think this is what I think. I'm just gonna go out and look. I know we haven't seen nothing mm-hmm. yet. I think he's going to be. I think he's gonna come in Sacramento, man.
Okay.
I'm trying to actually get him now. Like I have him in second league, our other league, but I want him in the main league. And this is like the perfect time to try to get him. I had the stats up from, you know, from college, but I think what's going to transition and translate into the NBA, obviously you got to take things from college with a grain of salt, but I think he is a player that is going to get defensive stats. He can score, get you some rebounds. And if he gets the minutes, he's going to supplant. I forgot that dude's name in Sacramento. I need to check. It's like KZ something. But he's a weak wing on Sacramento, and it's just not going to last. Let me look real quick. But I think he – so, Starks, what are you saying? What is he going to finish out in the top what? I think he's a top 75 player potential this year. And if that's the case, like, that's really good. And I will say this. I would not be surprised. And I don't, and I'm careful with rookies, because rookies, you can't just say that type of stuff, as you should. Mm-hmm. But I think even going on a limb and say he's a top 75 player this year, I think he could be. But I'm saying I would not be surprised if he's a top 50. So let me go back. And the reason why I say that is I remember when Garland came out. Garland Jr. is what we call him from Cleveland. Darius Garland. Obviously, he's hurt right now. But I'm just like, yo, this guy is a potential top 50 player. And he went late in drafts, which made sense. He's a rookie. But it's just something about the dynamic of him. And he went third round in a lot of drafts. Warrantly so. Like, I get it, because he's that guy. Are you doing a comparison? I need to find it. No, I'm not doing a comparison. But what I'm trying to say is I think he is one of those rookies that is going to be on the safer side somehow. It's just a gut feeling. I definitely could be wrong. I don't know his name. It's KZ something on Sacramento, I think. But I wanted to put that out there.
Oh, Zapla? Oh, KZ Zapla or something like that? Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I know you're okay, Zapla or something like that. Yeah. Okay.
But that's just a player I hope GMs are paying attention to. I think he's going to be a good player this year. That's all I got, LT. Anything else, man?
Nah, that's it, man. Just keep an eye out for this Luka Doncic top five triple-double with over 40 points tonight, man. Just keep an eye out.
Oh, hopefully he finishes. Hey, hopefully he finishes in top five. I mean, points is different, but categories, you know, we haven't seen it. But like you said,
hey man, as long as go ahead. What you about to say?
No. I was just gonna say, as long as if the charity stripe is starting to be real, I mean, he'll be that player. But let's just see if it's real.
We'll see.
All right, so listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. You can find me on my Twitter handle again. Ask me questions. I think someone DM'd me a question. LC, actually, I'm sorry. Let me hurry up and answer this question.
Go ahead, man.
And I messed up with this question. So, okay, here's the question. Hope everything is well. Just got offered. Oh, man, it's funny. We talk about Murray. DeJounte Murray, and I'm probably saying his name wrong, and Wiseman for Hero and Smart in a 12-team Cat League, 3 Keepers League. My keepers are Ja Morant, Sabonis, and Halliburton. I'm inclined on accepting the trade just because of Murray. Let me know what you think. Thanks. What says you? What do you do? Do you do that trade?
The Hero and who?
Hero and Marcus Smart.
Dude's going to trade away DeJounte Murray for Hero and Smart?
So DeJounte Murray and Wiseman, the center for Golden State.
I mean, you take the better player, right? You take Dej. DeJounte Murray, man.
So I guess Wiseman is the one that's just like, yeah, he's, you know, but
yeah, you're in a keeper league like that. You're hoping Wiseman, you know, Looney trips over a peanut or something, and Wiseman starts eventually. But Wiseman looks like he's 2 years out from probably giving you any heavy production here, but Murray
Hero looking good, you know.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I personally probably, depending on my team, I know he spoke about some of his keepers. I'd probably get best player available. Murray's going to be good for a long time. You know what I mean? Potentially a keeper you want on your squad. Hero is good. I don't know. That's a tough one. But I would take the best player. That's just me. I know you might have a different take.
No, I think I'm probably taking Murray too. And especially, I think I said 12. I put my phone down. I think it's a 12 man league. I think I'm gonna take Murray, man.
Yeah, it's best player. If it was like a 14 team deeper league and bodies are more important, like quality bodies are more important than maybe one good person, then maybe you want to keep Smart and Hero. But again, I'm a little down on Smart this year, so that probably adds to it as well.
Okay. So that's, yeah, you guys, again, find me on my Twitter handle. It's at Starks_industry. Ask me questions at any time. I'm sorry if I was late on answering that guy's question. I know that was like a couple of days, but at least you got it on live on air, and you know, I shot you a message back. And you can also find me on Instagram for faith, you know, based questions. That's Fishers of Men 21. And I will pass you the ball. LT, where can they find you at, man?
You can find me over at Storm Sage Gaming over on Twitter. Go ahead and link me any questions. I also follow and do content for video games. So if you have some gaming questions, you can drop those too. But yeah, I appreciate it. And enjoy those weekend games, man.
All right. With that being said, you guys have a good evening, morning, afternoon. Take a ride.
All right.
All right. Yeah, this slide.